We're going to make a start tonight. That didn't take long. I want to welcome everyone to this very special meeting. This is a special meeting for the children, and it is our Sunday school social. We're going to worship God as we sing together a very well-known children's hymn, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, For the Bible Tells Me So. Little ones, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Singing so well, and the children know this hymn so well. We're going to get them to sing this last verse. Well, everyone to sing, and the children will really sing out as best as they can. Jesus loves me, he will stay. Father, we thank thee for this tremendous victory note at the beginning of our time together, reminding us of this eternal truth that Jesus loves me, this I know. Thank thee for the one who loved us and gave himself for us, who came into this world to be the Savior of men and boys and girls. We rejoice tonight in the lovely Lord Jesus Christ, who loved the children when he was here upon the earth, We are reminded how he took them up in his arms, he put his hands upon them and blessed them. And we want that to be so tonight for these children. Thank thee for the children of Sunday school. Thank thee the Lord loves them. And we thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world and he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And we pray that these children will be blessed indeed, blessed with health, blessed with strength, but most of all blessed with God's salvation as they grow up in this world, a world that is a stranger to grace and to God, that they will come to understand their need of a Savior. And may they turn to Christ and seek him early in life. Bless them as they take part tonight, each class that participates this evening. Lord, may they know the blessing of God and our friends from Ukraine as well as the children sing. May this be a night to remember, because the Lord is here and he's working in our hearts. We pray that your name will be glorified as a result of our coming together tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to go immediately into the program tonight, and we have Julie and Linda's class, and they're going to sing a melody of choruses. So Zach McConaughey, Willow Craig, Charlotte Thompson, and Quinn Hannah, and singing Susanna Park and Boyne Bridley. Always takes just a moment or two to get them sorted.
Look, the drink is cold and fine.
Well, it all came together, didn't it, in the end? There's maybe one or two dummy fluters there for a while, but thank you, children, for coming and singing so well. We have Jane Blair's class now, and they're going to do a recitation in the Bible. So we'll ask Leah Elliott, Daniel McClelland, Seth Hegarty, Harry Moore, and Daniel Newell to come.
The Book of Grace shows us God's love before.
I, inspired, written by the Holy Spirit, 2 Timothy 3, verse chapter 16.
B. Book of Grace shown us God loves for all. Asked 14 verse 3.
It leads me, guiding me how to live. Psalm 119 verse 133.
E. Everything shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Matthew 24, verse 35.
Young men and one young lady, and the first group was the opposite way around, so there you go. Thank you, children, for taking part. Joanna and Rebecca's class now, and they're going to do the Children of the Bible, and this is recitation and singing. Charlie Borland, Casey McGuckin, Eva Fletcher, Caleb McConaghy, Andrew McConaghy, Daniel McLeister, and Spencer Moore.
I was just a little maid to Naaman and his wife, but I can still show God's love and how I live my life.
Mr. Naaman, he got sick and I knew what to do. I told him about my loving God who can make him new.
I was just a little boy, you might know my name, Samuel. God cried out unto the Lord I came.
He gave me an important job to Eli. I must go and speak God's word to that old priest of judgment team, mustn't I?
Just a little lad, that's what the Bible said, but with my little ones that day, thousands of Jesus fed.
Hello, my name is Miriam. My brother, you might know, God took me to attack Moses. So God's plan was for him. Kate, no.
Here. Now the choir, the children's choir, is going to take part. Jesus loves little children and something better than gold. how true it is, there's something more than gold, something better than gold, and that is to know your sins forgiven. Thank you to the children's choir for participating tonight. I was just looking at them, and I just thought there's a lot of little personalities there, just as you look up at the children and you see them. Now, Rhonda's class is going to do a recitation now of John 3 and 16. So Kai McClure, Daniel Archibald, Austin Craig, Michael McClelland, and Tyler White are going to come forward.
The Bible says in John 3:16,
what's that word?
That he gave his only begotten son.
Whosoever believes on him
shall not perish, but have life.
Life.
Yeah, but he was as a drawer at the freezer 16.
For God so was told
that he gave his only begotten son.
Whosoever believes on him
should not perish.
Thank you very much, children. May the Lord bless that piece. Now, Sharon's class is going to do a recitation, All Things Are Possible With God. Eva Dunlop, Ellie Hanna, Cohen Milligan, James Watley, and Cassia Park.
Possible with God. Esther was a very brave queen as she stood in front of the king to be seen. She wanted to please her people, the Jews, which because of Haman their life would lose. The king found favor in being her to come. The Jews only but had one hope, and she was the one.
Young David was a shepherd chosen to be king. He loved to praise and worship God, played a harp and sing. He fought the giant Goliath and was rewarded by King Saul. He learned to trust and follow God, the greatest king of all.
Hannah was sad for she wanted a son, so she went to the temple to pray for one. She promised God that if he answered her prayer, her son would serve in the temple there.
Joseph and his cavalcade was hit by a bush. He ended up in prison and spent the tens of dollars. Soon he had an important job. His life was great indeed. God used him in the farm to give food to all in need.
Moses was scared to do what God planned, to lead the Israelites to the promised land. But God sent a cloud by day and fire by night to lead them in the direction which was right.
Thank you. wonderful, wonderful is it, Jesus, my Lord, wonderful.
Eyes have seen, ears have heard, this recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now four classes are coming together, Karen, Jonathan, Erwin and Ryan's class, and they're going to do a little sketch now, and we're going to ask Jessica Craig, Sarah Halliday, Kyle Blair, Sophie McCauley, Elisa Morrison, Grace Glenn, Bethany Fletcher, Millie Blair, Luke McCauley and Naomi Johnson.
I'm sure most of us are familiar with the children's chorus, Daniel was a man of prayer. It tells us how Daniel continued to pray to God three times daily while in captivity, although he knew he would suffer greatly for doing this. His punishment came when he was thrown into a lion's den. Despite his dreadful action, God preserved his life by shutting the mouths of hungry beasts so they couldn't harm him.
Prayer is the topic of the Sunday school class we are about to join. As we listen in to what is being discussed, hopefully we will learn more about prayer and its importance.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Are we all here?
What about Andy? I don't see him either.
Are you two missing them already? No one else is asking. Ooh, have you a wee sauce boat for them? Here they are now.
Sorry, miss. A bit late. Had a bit for Andy for a minute or two. We boys need to stick together. We're Stephen's numbers, you know. There aren't two of us.
Okay. Norrell here in Seld, I'd like to talk about prayer today. A very important subject and one that affects each of our lives. I'd like you all to take part in the discussion.
Miss, there's a fresh smell in here today. Where's that coming from? It's Sophie. Oh. It's Rose. She's well named.
I borrowed some of Mum's perfume this morning. Maybe I overdid it.
It smells lovely, Rose. Look, we need to get back to the topic of prayer. But this all reminds me of something the Bible says about prayer.
Does the Bible not say something about prayer being like a nice smell?
I read that in my reading the other night. It's in Psalm 41, verse 2. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of thy hand as the evening sacrifice.
That's right, June. Excellent. Now, can anyone remember the catechism we learned a few weeks back that asked, what is prayer?
Miss, I remember what it is. Prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God, with things agreeable to his will, and in the name of Christ, with confession of our sins, and thankful acknowledgement of his mercies.
Now, can anyone give me examples of how the truth of this catechism works out in your life?
Well, offering up our desires unto God could be for me when I get really stressed before an exam at school. I pray a wee short prayer and God really helps me.
He will, Joe. He really will. I'm sure the others in the class could do that too, before an exam.
You see that bit about being agreeable to his will? That just means that God would want the thing we pray for to happen. The Bible helps us to know what to pray for. You see, I would like to play football like Mo Salah, but But maybe if I was that good, the fame would take me away from God. I can ask God, though, to help me tell others about Jesus, and I can be sure that's in his will.
Exactly, Andy. And if God wants you to play football really well, he can do that too. Anyone else?
It says we need to pray in the name of Christ. I know this is important because we cannot come to God ourselves. Jesus is the one who takes our sometimes muddled up prayers and presents them perfect before God the Father. It reminds me of crumpled dirty clothes and Mum washes and irons them. Jesus makes our prayers good. Not only is he my saviour, but he hears and answers my prayers. It's amazing.
That's really interesting because sometimes in youth I'm scared to pray because some people pray longer than I do and some people seem better at it than me. But this means that we should pray humbly the way we can and Jesus will hear us and speak for us to the Father.
That's right, Dorothy. We don't need to use big words or pray long for God to hear us. We do need to be reverent, though, and know we're praying to a holy God. Anyone know the most important prayer we can pray?
Miss, when we confess our sins and get saved, that's by far the most important prayer. That's the next bit in Confession of Sin in the Catechism, isn't it?
That's right, June.
But even if we are saved, we need to get saved again too. I remember another Sunday school teacher saying that we do this not because we need to get saved again, but because we want to have a good relationship with our Saviour.
That's right. Okay, time is almost gone, and I think we've had a good time today in Sunday school. Anyone else?
Well, since I was the one with the perfume that started the conversation, then maybe I should end it. The last bit of the Catechism speaks about being thankful for his mercies, and we really do have a lot to give thanks for. Giving thanks is so important. I'm going to try really hard to remember to do this. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you."
That's right. Okay, we've had a good time today in Sunday school, and I think we've all enjoyed it. But before we go, maybe one of the boys could lead us in a word of prayer.
Thank you, Lord, for salvation, for loving us, for food, for family, and health and strength. Bless our teacher and each one in the Sunday school class. Amen.
Teaching us those invaluable lessons about prayer. I want to bid you welcome in the Saviour's name to this special service tonight for the children and the Ukrainian visitors that are with us. They're sitting here at the front, and we welcome them very, very especially tonight as part of our service. Now, refreshments will be served. We want you to stay, get a wee cup of tea, some orange juice, and something to eat. Do you remember the Lord's Day begins with the prayer meeting, the Sabbath school and the Bible class at 10:30, the worship service 12 noon, and then our family night when Kira Arnold will come and tell us how the Lord has helped her through this past 2 years. Her husband died 2 years ago, very tragically killed in a motorbike accident, and Kira is going to give a wee testimony about that on Sunday night. You're welcome to come and be part of the service. The prayer time is 6:30, and supper will also be served. That's all the announcements. We're delighted to have the Ukrainians here, and especially tonight the children. And the children are going to come and sing a little piece and be part of our Sunday school social tonight.
Мы хотим спеть песню, которую мы поем в детских лагерях.
We would like to sing a song that we normally sing in children's camps.
И мы в Украине, когда были, мы проводили для деток лагеря, и нам очень, ну, приятно видеть, что в вашей церкви очень много детей.
It's lovely to see so many children here today in this church, and in Ukraine we have children's camps quite often.
И слава Богу, потому что дети — это настоящее и будущее.
And it's great because children are our present and they are our future.
Мы тоже будем сейчас петь детскую песню.
We're going to sing a children's song.
Немного взрослых, потому что у нас детей немного.
We don't have many children, that's why some adults have joined our choir.
Чтобы поддержать наших маленьких.
Just to support our children.
Бог держит весь мир в своей руке, 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 Бог держит дождь и ветер в своей руке, Бог держит дождь и ветер в своей руке, Бог держит дождь и ветер в своей руке, Бог держит весь мир.
Slava Bogu. That means praise the Lord. So we've been learning some Russian words since they've come. And thank you for your willingness to take part tonight. May the Lord bless that peace to all. Hugh's class is going to do a recitation now, God's Word for My Family. So I'll ask Hugh's class to come forward. Arthur Newell, Hagen Milligan, Fraser Moore, Andrew Archibald, Taylor Elliott, Lewis McConaughey.
Thank you. The Bible says in Acts 3, verse 19, "Repent ye therefore and be comforted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord."
The Bible says in Isaiah 55, verse 6, "Seek ye the Lord while may be found, call ye upon him while he is near."
The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen."
"Come unto me, all ye labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 6, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
The Bible says in John chapter 6, verse 37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out."
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God."
Thank you, gentlemen. Maureen's class is going to sing "Knowing Christ." Faye Campbell, Skylar Christie, Haley Jane Gray, and Isabella Stewart. Thank you very much, young ladies. We're going to have Samuel's class now do a recitation, "The Word of God." Seth Campbell, Charlie Newell, Kyle Connor, Calvi Brindley, and Lewis Elliott.
This year, one of the catechisms we have been learning is,
what will of God give us how we may direct us, how we may glorify and enjoy him?
The answer is, the word of God, which is contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament,
is the only rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy him.
This poem is about the word of God.
God's word is a mirror bright which does to us reveal how vile we are in his pure sight and with whom we have to deal. Our sinfulness therein is seen in all its helplessness, the flesh so sin-scarred and unclean in all its hideousness.
The word then is his bird sword, which he does ever wield. He there reveals the Saviour Lord that all to him might yield. And of the seven sinful state he doth for man convince, then says, except, dear, it's too late, God's on the coming prince.
My word is like a hammer hard, God saith to everyone. There's nothing can his power retard, since he the work begun. For it can break the hardest heart, the sinner ever knew. The blows by it he doesn't part, they are all strong and true.
The word is a lamp indeed to light our path ahead, for it will prove a friend in need when by us it is read. And from it there streams forth a light for us through life's dark way. Twill guide us surely safe and right to realms of endless day.
The word to me is honey sweet, the psalmist once did say. It brings to me a joy complete the world can't take away. Its statutes are forever sure, upon them all can rest. It tells us of the only cure for those by sin oppressed.
I'd like to thank those young men for participating this evening. So we come to Anne's class, and Anne's class is going to sing Jesus Bids Us Shine. Kate McLeister, Sky Craig, Eden Hannah, and Talisha Craig. Lovely duet. Thank you very much, girls. Come to Andrew's class, and this is the recitation, David and Goliath, and the children taking part, Reuben Borland, Lexi McGugan, Robert Watley, Casey Connor, and Preston Milligan.
Goliath was huge, Goliath was strong, Goliath was tough and not smart. Goliath was huge, Goliath was tough, Goliath was strong and thought that's enough. He wanted a battle, he wanted men dead. Just one man to fight and the word had no spread. But all couple of God's people were far too scared. Don't send me to battle. I've not come prepared.
The young lad David was Jesse's wee son. He looked at the sheep, saw lions and won. That's it, Goliath, the little boy said. Goliath said, you'll often be dead. Your God cannot save you and you will not win. But David knew God and has faith deep within.
Doesn't he know there's none who can beat the true living God? No, none can compete.
David was fast, David was quick, he chose 5 stones, a sling and a stick. Do you think I'm a dog with that stick in your flare? I'll feed you to the beasts and the birds in the air. Goliath got closer, he carried a sword, David was faithful, he served the Lord.
Now into his pocket a stone he did pick, and into his sling was one big flick. Through the air the little stone sped, it hit the giant right square on the head. The crowd all gasped, then a great loud thud, there Goliath lay in a big pile of mud.
Then by taking the sword he cut off his head, the giant defeated and completely dead. Such is the faith in a God of great might that slays a great giant and wins a great fight. He saw that God was on his side, he's the strongest of all. With God on your side, all your giants will fall.
Once again, thank you to those children. Just before we come to the final piece tonight, Melanie's class is going to do a recitation and singing, and the subject is God's Word. So there's 3 young men, Adam Archibald, Tommy Watley, and Jake Borland.
I love to go to Sunday school to learn the Word of God. I want to stress my life during the life path I chose.
I love to go to Sunday school to learn to love Christ more, to make myself a better tool as we God's Word explore.
I love to hear the Bible read and hear its stories told. I love to know what God has said throughout my life unfold.
I love to memorise the Word and hide God's truth within. There's nothing I have ever heard like it to keep from sin.
Just waiting for the conclusion. Thank you for taking part. Now we come to the final item tonight, and Wesley and Victor have combined to do the story of Jim Elliot. And this is a wee sketch tonight. And the children taking part, Sarah Glenn, Joshua Fletcher, Jordan McCauley, Toby McCauley, Leah Atkinson, Abby Halliday, Sarah Johnson, Scott Blair, Byron McKinney, Cherith Galt, Rebecca Blair, and Catherine McCauley.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it just beautiful up here, Papa? So peaceful, just standing here looking at all God's creation.
It wasn't always that way, Nanda.
What do you mean, Mama?
There was a time when we lived in fear, a time when we knew nothing of our Creator, a time when we knew nothing of His Son and how He died for us on the cross. It wasn't until Jim came, Jim and the others, that things really changed.
Tell me about Jim.
Okay, Nanda, listen up and Pat will tell you a wonderful story. A sad story. A story about Jim.
It all started when Jim was a young man at university.
Well, Macaulay, winner again, sports champion, academic award, public speaking award. You're so talented, Macaulay, you kind of make me sick.
But don't forget who gave you those talents. Hey, what are you going to do now anyway?
I think I might study law.
And be just another lawyer in a nice office with lots of cash and a nice house. Let someone else do that, Pete. Anyone can be a lawyer, but God needs missionaries. Thousands have never heard of the gospel. Thousands are lost and are going to hell, and you're going to be just another lawyer.
Who's that guy in the blue jacket? He looks cute.
You can say that again. I'm going to see if I can get his attention.
Careful, Sue. Remember Bill, James, Phil and Simon? You overdid it and they all ran a mile.
Leave it to me, girls. I'm the expert. I'll have him hooked in 3 minutes. What's his name? Anyone know?
He's called Jim. Very cute, but you're all wasting your time.
Why? Is he spoken for?
No, Jim's single, but Jim's got one track of mind.
One track mind? What do you mean?
One track mind. This means no girls, no dating, just mission field, mission field, mission field.
Jim did go work with some missionaries during the summer holidays.
How did he do?
Really well. In fact, they would have liked him to come back and work with them in Mexico.
And did he?
No. Jim felt that God was calling him to Ecuador. It all began with Dr. Titchmarsh.
Doctor who?
Listen, Nanda, you'll find out.
Well, hold
back. Goodbye. I'll go back. Good meal. Safe for you. Just one for me.
Three acceptances to study law. How do I decide?
Easy. Just turn them all down and go to the mission field. Listen to this. It's from Dr. Titchmarsh in Ecuador. My dear Jim, as I promised that I would let you know if an opening for you to serve the Lord in Ecuador. My wife and I were involved in accident, and although I'm fine, my wife won't need to return home for medical attention. It means that we would like you to come and look at a mission station in San Diego. Please let me know as soon as possible if you're able to come. Yippee! Dr. Titchmarsh, I'm on my way.
Are you sure about the mission field? You have a really great future here in States. Teacher, really mission teacher special. Just don't do anything, Phil.
Listen, Pete. He's Phil. He gives up what he cannot keep and what he cannot lose.
Say again?
He is Phil. He gives up what he cannot keep and what he cannot lose. And he don't study too hard, because he'll never be a lawyer.
Why?
Because God is going to go to the mission field, and they don't need flashy lawyers and pinstripes in the jungle. That's why.
He did give Ecuador on a mission for several years. Although there are challenges, God bless him and work.
What sort of challenges?
There was once a time when the mission station was all swept away in a flood. Jim almost lost his life in that flood too.
Did Jim rebuild the mission station on his own?
No, there was a team, but Jim was the leader.
God can do anything, 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 anything.
Well, it's good to hear my husband in such good form. What's up?
Just think of all the miracles God has done since he brought me to Sandy 5 years ago. The rebuilding of the mission, bringing Pete McCauley to join us in the work, and us getting married. And now, best of all, we have finally made contact with the Oka tribe.
That makes me worry, Jim. You and the others going to jungle to meet that tribe. It's so dangerous. Remember the oil workers last year? All 4 men speared by the Okas.
Mrs. Jim, here, take this gun with you.
That way you can see the bad people if they try to hurt you.
No, Banda. I'm going to tell the tribe that God loves them, not shoot them.
But we'd all be happier if you took the gun just for your own protection.
Jim, I really don't want you to go.
Liz, all my life I've tried to be obedient to what God has asked me to do for him. I can't stop now just because there's a little danger around. But I'll take the gun if it makes you happier. I love you, darling, with all my heart, but I must put God first.
I know. You're right, Jim. God must always be number one.
Did Jim come to our village?
Yes, he did.
Did Jim reach our village?
Yeah. Not immediately. Jim and his friends were kind to us.
Today is the day. I'm so excited. I just cannot wait. We've camped out here long enough. I want to meet the Orcas, to get to know them, to learn their language, and to preach them the gospel.
Yes, Jim, but we must be careful. The Orcas are a fearsome tribe. Even their name means savage.
I'm going to go. I will be careful, but I believe I will be doing God's will. You guys come behind and we can keep in touch with our wives back at the mission on the radio.
Jim and his friends were kind to us. They left us presents, but we were afraid. Afraid of the unknown, afraid of the white man, or even afraid of each other.
Jean, would you pray with us for the men in the jungle today?
Lord, remember the men in the jungle today. Keep your hand upon them, but most of all, I pray that your will be done and the Orcas will reach the gospel.
Come in, Henry Ford Bass. Hearing you loud and clear. How's it going? Have you reached them yet?
We've walked all day. It's been tough going, but the men are all in good heart. We're excited about what God is going to do. We've reached a clearing now. In fact, I think I can see some movement to my right. I'm going to go take a closer look. Ah! Elizabeth! Eliza!
Jim? Jim, what's wrong? Jim? Nate? Pete? Ed? What's wrong? Where are you? What's happened? Somebody talk to me. Jean, run and tell the others something terrible has happened.
What happened, Papa?
We killed them, Nanda. Not just Jim, but his friends as well. It was awful, but killing was our way of life. I will never forget that day. They tried to give us the gospel, and we killed them. We killed them.
So how did we hear the gospel?
Well, after Jim died, we realised that the missionaries loved us, and that God's Son in heaven loved us also. It wasn't until Jim came that we realised this. So much that God's Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross. Jim gave his life that day to reach us with the gospel. 2,000 years earlier, God's Son, Jesus Christ, went and purchased forgiveness for our sins on the cross.
So what about the men that killed Jim, Papa?
Yes, Nanda, some of those men got saved too.
Thank you, Papa. Thanks for telling me the story of Jim.
He is no fool that gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
It's one of the most moving missionary stories when we think of those who went out to served the Lord and lost their lives, but the fruit that was born, the many that came to know the Lord, even in that tribe. We're going to sing two verses of a hymn just before we come to the little children's address, and it's the hymn 42. We're singing verses 1 and 3. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made. Get this wee PowerPoint presentation so I can see what's happening here. We're coming to the end, and I want to thank the children for taking part, the various Sunday school classes, the children's choir, and those that did the play. That was excellent. May the Lord make it a blessing and a challenge to everyone. So I think maybe it would be good to give the children one final round of applause and thank them. We've got some very special visitors tonight, so hopefully everything will be reflected behind me. Does anybody know where they're from? See, they're from where? Everybody say it. Okay, so they've got to know that you have arrived in this country. And I'm going to give you just a little bit of information. First of all, tonight, Ukraine is in Eastern Europe, okay? So we are in Western Europe, and you have to travel away out, as you see on the map, over to this side of Europe, which includes Poland and Belarus, and then you see Ukraine, the yellow, okay, the yellow part on the map. Everybody see that? Has anybody ever been to Ukraine? No? Okay. It's the second largest country. Anna, could we have you maybe so that the children here can... Yep. One of these microphones might be good enough. Aye, that one. Just in case I get some information wrong, Okay, you can keep me right. The second largest country
Украина
in Europe.
Это вторая по численности страна в Европе.
Okay. It's starting to work now. Okay. So a little bit closer look. It shares borders of other countries. So you'll see to the north, Belarus.
На севере Украины Беларусь.
And then to the east, Poland, Slovakia, and Hungary.
Затем Польша, Словакия и Венгрия.
And in the south, Romania.
На юге Румыния.
And then over in the east, you see Russia.
И на востоке Россия.
The population, as far as I know, of Ukraine is 40 million people.
Население, насколько я знаю, Украины 40 миллионов человек.
So I'm getting some people nodding their heads. And the capital is Kiev.
И столица Киев.
This looks familiar to you?
Это выглядит знакомо, да?
And the national language of Ukraine is Ukrainian.
Государственный язык украинский.
But for many, especially for this group living so close to the Russian border, it's Russian.
Но для многих людей, поскольку близко Россия, многие могут говорить и на русском.
Now, can I ask the children, do you know any Russian?
Дети, кто-нибудь может сказать что-нибудь по-русски?
I have learned some Russian. Do you know some Russian? Can you give me one word? Huh? Okay, that's a wee bit of history that's happening now. That is right. So, dobry utra is good morning. That's the first thing that I learned. Dobry noche is good night. Okay, so you can speak to them afterwards. You can say good night to them. And if you just want a simple word, privet. Okay, and that's just hi or hello. So when you meet these folks in the street, you can greet them.
Oh, sorry. То есть он просто сказал несколько слов, доброй ночи, привет, и говорит, когда вы увидите этих людей на улице, вы можете с ними уже поговорить по-русски.
Do you know who this gentleman is?
Знаете, кто этот джентльмен?
This is the president, okay, the president of
Украины.
Ukraine. You've maybe seen him on television.
Мы много его видели по телевизору.
And what about these people? Do you know who they are?
А кто эти люди?
Jake. They are Ukrainian people. But do you know where they are? No.
Он спрашивает, где они находятся, и детки говорят, в Польше.
Oh yes, this is. I mean, do you know where they are right now?
Где они сейчас находятся?
The duck pond. Okay.
Они на прогулке находятся.
That's a very good answer because that's exactly right. Aye, but I mean right now, right now.
Сейчас где они находятся?
The train station. Yeah, it's.
На вокзале.
But you know where they are right now. They're sitting here, okay. So, where are they there? The duck pond, okay. Where are they there?
McDonald's,
okay. Mm-hmm. And here?
Park.
Do you know where the park is?
Port.
Port Stewart. And what about here? Yeah, but where is it? It's very famous.
Ice cream shop.
It's an ice cream shop, it is. Morelli's, okay. So we did a little visit to Port Stewart the other night and we ended up in Morelli's. And I spoke to one of the Morelli ladies and she very, very kindly gave them all an ice cream. Wasn't that lovely? Now before I come to the message, it's time for introductions.
Okay.
I think it would be nice for you to hear from them and listen to their names, okay? And maybe you'll remember some of these names. So, Wesley, if you'd like.
Anita.
Okay, Anita. That's a name you'll remember.
Вероника.
Veronica.
Настя.
Настя. Anastasia is the longer version of
David.
Genius.
David, that's a really good name. Dennis.
Timothy.
Timothy, okay.
Ruslan.
Ruslan.
Ola.
Ola.
Vika.
Vika.
Sasha.
Sasha. You want to remember him. He's a character.
Roma.
Roma.
Risa.
Risa.
Valentin.
And this is the pastor, Pastor Valentin.
Anastasia.
Anastasia.
Tanya.
Tanya. Okay. Wesley, would you like to say your name in Russian? Your name.
I can hardly say it in English.
So we want to welcome you again to Balamani.
Мы говорим вам опять добро пожаловать в Балимани.
And we want Balamani to be your home for the next little while.
Мы хотим, чтобы Балимани стал вашим домом.
And for these people to be your extended family.
И все вот эти люди, чтобы стали вашей большой семьей.
There's a very famous hymn that has a connection with Ukraine.
Есть очень знаменитый гимн, песня, которая связана с Украиной.
And that's why we sung this hymn tonight.
И мы пели этот гимн сегодня вечером.
How great thou art.
Как ты велик.
Very similar words were written by a Swedish preacher called Carl Boberg.
Очень похожий гимн был создан проповедником Карлом
Many years ago, there was an English missionary who went out to Ukraine and Eastern Europe.
Много лет назад жил был миссионер, который поехал в Восточную Европу.
Called Stuart Hine.
Его звали Стюарт Хайн.
And he traveled around preaching the gospel.
И он путешествовал по Европе и говорил о спасении.
He was greatly influenced by the words of the poem that had been written.
На него повлияли слова, которые этого гимна, который был написан до него.
And he was also very influenced by the things that he saw and he heard in his journeys.
И также его очень впечатлило то, что он видел и то, что он испытал в своем путешествии.
The Carpathian Mountains are in Eastern Europe.
Карпатские горы находятся в Восточной Европе.
And as he traveled through the mountains,
И когда он ехал через горы,
he saw the greatness of the mountains,
он увидел величие этих гор.
And in a storm he heard the rolling thunder.
И потом он услышал гром, грозу.
As he passed through the forests, he could hear the birds sing.
Когда он ехал по лесам, он слышал, как поют птицы.
And so the words of the hymn began to come to his mind, and he, this is the gentleman and his wife, by the way.
И ему в голову начали приходить слова, которые потом он напишет как песню, как гимн.
And we have sung this opening hymn tonight.
Мы пели сегодня этот гимн.
I'll not read it, but you can read it for yourself. It's a great hymn.
Отличный, очень хороший гимн.
You can see in the hymn he speaks about the mighty thunder.
Вы видите, что он говорит вот в этих строках о огромном, великом громе.
And the power of God in the universe.
О силе Господа Бога во вселенной.
He speaks about the woods and the forest.
Он говорит о лесах, о полях.
The trees, the lofty mountain, and the brooks and the gentle breeze.
О могучих горах, о ветре.
He had to come home from Eastern Europe when the war broke out, the Second World War.
Но потом пришла война, Вторая мировая война, и он вернулся домой.
World War II.
Вторая мировая война.
And many refugees came from Eastern Europe to England.
И много людей из Восточной Европы бежало в Англию.
And they began to ask the question.
И беженцы начали задавать вопрос.
When can we go home?
Когда мы поедем домой?
And I understand that question.
И я понимаю этот вопрос.
And I'm sure you folks tonight, you're asking that question sometimes as well.
Я уверен, что вы понимаете этот вопрос тоже сегодня.
And you understand it better than me.
Вы понимаете этот вопрос лучше, чем я.
And so Stuart began to think about what they had said.
Стюарт начал думать о том, что же происходит.
And that stirred his heart to think about the eternal home in heaven.
И тогда он задумался о вечном доме.
And he wrote a fourth verse because there was only three verses to the hymn originally.
И вначале было всего три-четыре стиши в этом гимне, и он придумал четвертое.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation.
Придет сейчас я вам.
And take me home with joy shall fill my heart.
Когда я вижу лик Христа смиренный, кто людям в этом мире был рабом, как на Христе он умер, Царь Вселенной, и нам прощение приобрел Христом. Рай — это замечательное место. И мы понимаем, что люди хотят ехать домой.
And we have our homes on earth.
И у нас есть свой дом здесь, на земле.
Places that we love.
Место, которое мы любим.
And these people, we feel for them because they've had to leave their homes in Ukraine.
И наши гости вынуждены были покинуть свой дом на Украине.
But for a little time, Balamani is going to be their home.
Но какое-то время Балимани станет им домом.
And right here at the church.
Здесь в церкви.
This is going to be a place where they will stay for a little while.
И здесь они будут находиться какое-то время.
But one day for the believer, we're going to a better place.
Но все верующие, когда умирают, найдут себе другое место, более лучшее.
We're going home to heaven.
Мы идем домой к себе, возвращаемся домой,
This
в рай.
World is not our home.
Этот мир — это не наш дом.
We're just passing through.
Мы только проходим через этот дом.
For the child of God, we've got our mind and our heart set upon that home which is above.
Но мы должны думать о нашем вечном доме, который будет потом. Мы знаем из Библии, что это чудесное, замечательное место.
It's the Father's house.
Это дом нашего Отца.
That's what Jesus called it.
Так назвал его Иисус.
Abraham was looking for a city.
Авраам искал город.
A beautiful city.
Красивый город.
Abraham didn't really get his heart set in this world as his home. He was looking for
Он смотрел далеко вперед. Он не думал, что это его дом.
And as you read the Bible, especially the last book of the Bible,
и как вы читаете Библию, особенно последнюю книгу
and the
Библии,
last chapters,
и последние главы Библии,
you will find that heaven is the place of the no mores.
И вы увидите, что рай — это конечное место.
There's no more pain.
Там не будет боли.
There's no more sorrow.
Там не будет скорби.
There's no more sickness.
Там не будет болезней.
There's no more death.
Там нет смерти.
And there's no more war.
И там нет войны.
And that is where the child of God is heading.
И туда идут верующие люди.
But the great question tonight is, how do we get there?
Но вопрос в том, как мы туда попадем?
There's not a more important question to consider.
Это очень важный вопрос.
I didn't mention the verse 3.
Я упомянул третий стих.
But let me mention it now.
Я хочу его упомянуть сейчас.
And when I think that God, His Son, not sparing,
когда я вижу лик Христа смиренный,
sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in.
Кто людям в этом мире был рабом,
that on the cross my burden gladly bearing,
как на кресте Он умер, Царь Вселенной,
He bled and died to take away my sin.
И нам прощение приобрел Христом.
And this is my favorite verse of the hymn.
Это мой самый любимый стих в этом гимне.
In fact, it is one of the best verses ever written.
Вообще, это самые лучшие слова, когда-либо написанные.
That we sing in our church.
Которые мы поем в нашей церкви.
Because this is the heart of the gospel.
Это в самом сердце Евангелия
This
находится.
Summarizes what the gospel is all about.
Это как бы выражает весь смысл Евангелия.
It's about the Lord Jesus Christ coming into the world.
Иисус Христос пришел в наш мир.
And dying upon the cross.
И умер на кресте.
The Bible tells us that God spared not His own Son.
Библия говорит, что Господь Бог не пощадил своего Сына.
The Father loved us so much.
Он нас любил так сильно.
That He gave His only Son to die upon the cross.
Что отдал своего Сына, чтобы Он умер за нас.
That we might go to heaven.
Чтобы мы могли прийти к Нему.
If you could look in our hymn book, at the top of that hymn, there's a verse of Scripture.
Если вы можете посмотреть в книгу песенную нашей церкви.
It is the Psalm 145 and verse 3.
Вы увидите Псалм 143, третий стих.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised.
Велик Бог, давайте его благословлять.
And his greatness is unsearchable.
Его величие необъемлемо.
And you will know that the hymn is all about God's greatness.
И вот этот гимн о величии Господа Бога.
And that's how I want to finish tonight in the next few minutes.
Я хочу закончить сегодня.
I want to proclaim as this hymn does.
Я хочу сказать то, что говорит этот гимн.
How great thou art.
Насколько велик Господь Бог.
God is great in creation.
Господь Бог велик в творении.
And we think of those verses, verses 1 and 2, that speaks about God's creation.
Когда мы говорим о том, что сотворил Бог.
The works of God.
Все, что Он сотворил.
The stars in heaven.
В небе звезды.
The thunder.
Гром.
The mighty thunder.
Очень
I'm sure you've all
гром.
Heard thunder, haven't you?
Я уверен, вы слышали гром много раз.
Some people have described it as the voice of God.
Некоторые люди говорят, что гром — это голос Господа.
In fact, there is a verse in the Bible that speaks about the God of glory thundering.
И в Библии также говорится о громком гласе Господа.
It speaks about the forests, the birds, the mountains, the brooks, and the breezes.
Говорится о громе, о лесе, о птицах, о горах.
And children, when we look out into creation,
и когда мы смотрим на мир, который сотворил Бог,
and we see the beauty of this world,
и мы видим красоту этого мира,
we have to say in the words of the hymn, how great thou art.
Мы должны сказать, насколько ты велик.
And I'm going to give you a big word now. God is great in his consummation. That is everything coming to an end.
Господь Бог также велик в своем совершении.
With the coming of Jesus Christ.
С приходом на землю Иисуса Христа.
And that's what the last verse of the hymn speaks about.
И об этом говорится в последнем
четверостише
гимна. Когда придет Христос.
And Jesus is coming again.
И Христос придет снова.
One day.
Когда-нибудь.
And it may be very soon.
И может быть очень скоро.
Jesus speaks about the wars and the rumors of wars.
В Библии говорится о войнах.
All pointing to the day when he shall come again.
И все указывает на то,
and that's going to be a great
Христос
day.
Вернется.
And then God is great in his salvation.
И также Господь Бог велик в своем спасении.
And the verse that I mentioned, verse 3, speaks about the death of Christ.
И третий стих говорит о том, как умер Христос.
And this is God's way of salvation.
Это то, как Господь Бог предлагает нам
there
спастись.
Is no other way.
Другого пути нет.
Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven.
Через Христа мы можем спастись.
The verse tells us that he bled and died.
Мы читаем, что он истек кровью и умер.
And you might ask the question, why? Why did he bleed and die?
И вы можете задать вопрос, почему это нужно было, почему он умер?
The hymn says, to take away my sin.
Чтобы взять ваш грех.
And children, that's a wonderful thought.
Это чудесная мысль.
Jesus came to take away my sin.
То есть Иисус пришел на землю, чтобы взять мой грех.
He came to take away your sin.
И ваш грех тоже.
And he did that upon the cross of Calvary.
И сделал это он на кресте.
When he died for you and me.
Когда он умер за вас и за меня.
And so how do we get to heaven?
Как мы попадаем в рай?
This is the answer.
Это ответ в этом.
There's no other answer.
Другого ответа нет.
It is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Только через Христа.
There's that lovely word substitute.
Это подмена, замена.
You know what it's like when some footballer gets injured, they bring on a substitute, somebody to take his place.
Вы знаете, когда в футболе спортсмен травмируется, то ищут ему замену.
In a greater sense, in a higher sense, that's what Jesus did for us.
Но если мы смотрим выше, то вот что сделал для нас Иисус.
Jesus took our place.
Он занял наше место.
And he died for us.
И он умер за нас.
And so tonight I want you to think about these things.
Я хочу, чтобы вы подумали об этих вещах сегодня.
The greatness of God.
О величии Господа.
Especially in his great salvation.
Особенно в спасении людей.
And if you don't know him.
Если вы его не знаете.
May you come tonight.
Пожалуйста, придите к нему.
And put your faith and trust in Christ.
И положите свою веру в Христа.
For he came to take away your sin.
Поскольку он пришел на землю, чтобы взять ваш грех.
How do we get to heaven? Only through the cross work of Christ.
И вы это можете сделать сегодня.
Children, thank you very much for listening. You were very good tonight.
Спасибо детям за то, что они приняли участие сегодня.
And to the moms and dads who have brought you.
Мамам, папам, которые их привели
сюда. And send you so faithfully to Sunday school.
Что они посылали их в воскресную школу.
We love you in the Lord.
Мы любим вас.
And we pray for you often.
И мы молимся за вас.
And we have no greater desire than to see you brought to Christ.
И у нас большое желание, чтобы вы были спасены.
Our Sunday school superintendent is Wesley.
Wesley, as you know, директор нашей школы.
And he's going to come and close in prayer.
Он сейчас выйдет, произнесет молитву.
After we sing the closing hymn.
После того, как мы споем заключительный гимн.
And this hymn is speaking about heaven.
Этот гимн говорит о рае.
This city.
О большом городе.
And how the gates of heaven are closed to sin.
И как ворота рая закрыты для греха.
And nobody can get there.
И никто не может туда попасть.
Except through Christ.
Только через Христа.
So we're going to stand and sing the hymn.
Сейчас мы встанем, все споем гимн.
Wesley will close in prayer.
Потом Уэсли закроет молитвой наше
собрание. And then he has an announcement to make.
И потом он кое-что еще скажет.
And he will probably tell you a little more on supper and give
потом,
thanks for the food.
И потом кое-что еще расскажет за ужином.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Anna.
Can all take a seat. We're going to close in prayer. Boys and girls, you've been really good, and just for a few more moments, I want you to sit up nice and straight, bow your heads, and close your eyes, just like we do in Sunday school, because we're going to talk to God in prayer. Okay, all eyes closed. That's good. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy presence with us here tonight. We thank thee for the help given to all the boys and girls as they sang and recited and did all the parts. Lord, we thank you for the help that you gave them. But most of all, we thank you for thy precious word that they recited. We thank thee for the pieces that they sang and the truths contained in them. And Lord, we thank thee for what we have learned tonight about thy greatness. And Lord, how that thou art great even in salvation. And Lord, we pray for the boys and girls here tonight and the mums and dads who as yet have not come to know thee as their Saviour. O Lord, we pray that even tonight some boy or some girl will come and put their trust in thee. So Lord, we just thank thee for all that has happened tonight, and we pray that you will be with us now as we go and partake of the food that has been prepared. We give thee thanks for it. We pray that you'll bless each one here, for we ask it for thy name's sake. Amen. Now, boys and girls, just one wee thing I want to say, or a couple of wee things I want to say before we get our food. First of all, I want to thank you all for doing so well tonight. I think you were tremendous. Everybody did very well, and I'm sure your teachers and your mummies and daddies and your grannies and grandas are all very pleased with you. And I'd like to thank our teachers for all the work that they have put in, not just getting everybody ready for tonight, but also every week teaching you in your Sunday school class. And as well to the parents, thank you very much for sending the boys and girls along every Sunday morning. We really appreciate it. Wouldn't be much fun here in Sunday school if it was just us teachers and no kids. So we really appreciate them, you sending them along on Sunday morning. And thanks to our bus drivers as well, who drive the buses and help to get the kids in, and those that help on the buses. Now, our friends from Ukraine were talking earlier about camps, and they have lots of Sunday school camps and children's camps. And of course, we have Sunday school camps too, but unfortunately for the past 2 years, we haven't been able to have our Sunday school camp. But the good news is that it's back again this year, and we have arranged our Sunday school camp for the 22nd to the 24th of August, and we're all looking forward to going away on that. So I want to tell you something about that tonight. For those of you who don't know what happens at Sunday school camp, well, we've got some pictures, at least I hope we've got some pictures. I'm going to show you some of the things that we do, and then you might decide to join us when we go in August. So here's some people, and they are caving. Oh, going underground at Sunday school camp. Look, there's somebody crawling out. Anybody recognize who that is? Yep, that's Kyle. Okay. And here they are coming out of the tunnel in the ground with one of the workers. And then we do some zip wire as well. And we've got team building exercises, high ropes courses. Look at that. See how high you can go with crates. Oops. And then the crates fall over, but of course you don't fall because you've got a big rope attached to you, so you're safe. And then we've got a climbing wall, so we see how far we can climb up the climbing wall. These people are all getting ready to climb up. And this is our big zip wire here. We're coming down that. Look. You have to be very brave for this one. And there you go, back to ground again. There, Sophie's back on the ground again. And now, Sunday school camp, you can get a little bit dirty because there are a few puddles around, and you know everybody likes puddles. No, you don't? Oh, well, what do you see this?
Hey, look! Do you
want a hug for me? Yes, so that's why we have to have a few changes of clothes with us on Sunday school camp. Sometimes you have to crawl along the ground. We've got an assault course, so sometimes you have to crawl along the ground as well, and you get dirty there too. And if the weather's good, we have a slippy slide. And some of the teachers had great fun on this slippy slide. But thankfully, there was no broken limbs. That's good fun. But you know, boys and girls and mums and dads, the most important part of our camp is the time that we get to spend with the boys and girls, talking to them about the things of God, talking to them about how they can know the Lord Jesus and about how much he loves them and what he has done for them on the cross at Calvary. And that is the best time. And we've had some tremendous times with the boys and girls, great times of singing, great times of teaching, and also great times of prayer and with the children. And it's really good to hear the boys and girls pray together. And we get to know them really well when we're away on camp. So this year, we'd love you to join us. I've got some forms here. There's some out on the table in the fellowship area. If you can pick one up, and I'll leave some in the front seat here as well. And if you want to fill them in the back, the price of the camp is £77 per child. And I can assure you that's very heavily subsidised by our church committee, for which we're very grateful. It costs a lot more than £77. And that covers your accommodation. It covers taking you to Malyle, where the camp is, two nights accommodation, all your meals and all the activities. So it's really good value. So it's There's only a certain number of spaces, so it's first come, first served. So if you're interested in coming, you get a form and get it into me with your deposit as soon as possible. Okay, that's all about Sunday school camp. Now, usually at our social at this time, it was time for the prizes, and all the boys and girls came up and got their prize for examination and prize for attendance. But after COVID, we decided to change the Sunday school year, and we changed it from when it used to end in March, April time, to the same as the school year, which is, of course, September to June. So there'll be no prizes tonight, but you're going to get your prizes on Children's Day when the year ends, and that is towards the end of June. So you'll get all your prizes then. But you all did so well tonight, I thought it would be an awful shame if we didn't give you something. Do you not think they all deserve something? Who thinks the boys and girls all deserve something? Yes, well, definitely the boys and girls do. I'm sure the parents all do too. So, Victor, some stuff over here, but the cloth, could you bring it over? And we just want all the children who took part to come up to the front, and we've got a box of sweets. Who likes Maltesers? Oh, you all like Maltesers. That's good. I know some older people like Maltesers too. Right, so, Julie, if you could just get a row at a time to come up. Come on up. Just as quick as you can, for we have to get our supper yet. Good. Great. We'll just get them out as quick as we can. Just. There we go. Boys and girls. Okay. Here. There is no bank, sorry. Okay, just these. See if money's left here. Just hold on a minute. Just for the children. Man, okay, there's one. We'll see if there's any left. I'll just get them around. Right, okay. You can go and sit down now. That's, thank you. All the boys and girls from Ukraine get. Come on. What you got? You go again. You all got. Everybody got. Right. So is there any other boys and girls here tonight that didn't come up? Maybe you weren't taking part, but you're here tonight. Come on ahead up and get a box of Maltesers. Anybody else? Okay, then, the ones in my play that are sitting there very shy, up yous come and yous can have for their what's left here, okay? Right, Daniel, Jordan, Toby. Right. Everybody get a box of Maltesers. And I can assure you there are no Maltesers left in Tesco's in Ballymoney, and there's no Maltesers left in Tesco's in Coleraine either, so we have stripped them out tonight. Right, our evening in here has come to an end, so if you want to move to the fellowship area and you can enjoy your tea and refreshments there, thank you all very much for coming tonight.